TWA. This is Goddess Binate here, and I've been working on a few projects for you guys. Just writing a script for myself, and I've unfortunately hit writer's block, and it really fucking sucks. So, but as a consequence of, you know, writing anything dirty or, you know, fantasizing, I've gotten myself pretty horny. And I felt like making an audio now. But I know that I've made quite a few audios where I've just played, like either using my hand or my toys. And I feel like it's getting a little old. So, instead I am gonna do a request fill for, oh god, who the fuck is this? Say it like a good girl. That is his username. The request is, I tell, a story, true story about myself of, when was the best time, like the best sex I ever had. Like, tell that story, like, you know, all the juicy details and that kind of thing. So, and while I tell the story, I have to get off. Oh, that sounds so horrible. And so I'm going to do that. And I have my favorite vibrator right now in me, my Wii vibe. Hopefully it doesn't decide to die on me, because that has happened to me a couple times. But, turn it on. Okay, so the story begins when I was 19. I'm 24 now. It had been 2 years since I had sex, and it was getting to the point where masturbating wasn't doing anything for me anymore. Sorry if I start stuttering. But it had been 2 years since I had sex, and masturbating was not doing it for me anymore. It was just, I'd have so many orgasms, and it wasn't doing anything, and it was getting to the point where it was painful. It was just getting so painful not having sex, and just not being fucked. And so, like I said, I was 18. 6 months prior, my parents had found out that I had been drinking. And so they were, of course, not happy. And I was living at home. And they said that I had one of two choices. I could either move out, or I would be grounded for as long as they felt needed. All of my friends lived at home, and I did not have any money or good enough income, and I was still in college. So I had no choice but to stay at home. So so by the time my sentence was complete, the first thing I did was go to a party. I know, I am bad. I love my alcohol. But my friend was throwing the party, and I had mentioned to her that it had been a long time since I'd had sex, and she said, oh my god, I know this guy. I'm gonna hook you up with him. And I was just like, okay, I'm ready to fuck a tree at this point. I don't care if he's butt ugly. I'm gonna fuck this guy as long as he's got a dick. And so, her and I worked together. So after our shift, her fiance came and picked us up, and her fiance was the guy's cousin, you know, so it's just like this call of like family connections, I guess. And so I hopped in the car, and he was sitting right there, and I'm not gonna use his real name, so we will call him. Oh God, I've got a fucking vibrator on my pussy, and now I had to think. Jerry? Okay, let's call him Jerry. Oh God. So okay, so I met Jerry, and I was, of course, going through my rebellion at that time, and so I'm just like, oh fuck yeah, bad boy. He had gauges, he had like tattoos all up and down his arms, and so it's just like, oh God. One, he was older than me, and two, he had that bad boy thing going on, and I was just like, oh fuck, this is gonna be good. So we get driving, and then we get fucking pulled over. And I kind of brought my stash with me. They had alcohol, my friends had alcohol, but I just wanted to, you know, provide some more booze. So I had half my stash with me, all wrapped up in my clothes and in my night bag. So I'm freaking the fuck out. And they end up searching the car because said bad boy apparently had a warrant. But they called the city that the warrant like charged him for, and like, you know, that city's police department, and it was so far away, they're just like, yeah, fuck that, no, just let him go. And I'm just like, all right. But my friend ended up getting taken away because she had a warrant for unpaid parking tickets because she's a fucking idiot. And so we get back to the house, and the party gets going, and we get drinking, and Jerry and I wander away from the party. And, you know, we have a few more drinks, and by this time I'm getting pretty buzzed, and I know the party's going on in the house, and we slip away to the garage. And, you know, we have a seat in some lawn chairs that were in there, and we just talked, and when I get drunk, I get ex like aggressive, of course, and but also just my horniness level is just like going to fucking DEFCON 1. It's just like I need to be fucked when I am drunk, and so I'm going into this thing thinking, okay, one night stand, that's it. Just gonna get fucked, sleep with him, and go home the next morning. So I pretty much jump his ass. I just hopped right on his lap and, you know, just gave him my look. I give this look when I'm horny, and it's just my way of telling a guy, I need you to get hard, and I need you to fuck me now. And so I give him my look, and I start making out with him. And he's spanking my ass, and it was so good. Okay, I gotta start getting detailed. At least the bits that I can remember. I get on his lap, and we start making out. I remember his hands going under my shirt and grabbing my waist, and like we still have our jeans on, but I'm grinding on his lap. And his hands are exploring all over my chest and reaching under my shirt and squeezing my tits. And then he goes and pulls my shirt off, and I pulled his off, and I found even more tattoos on his chest and on his back, on his stomach. And I'm just getting even more turned on because I love a man with tattoos all over his body. I just grind on him on. I just grind on his lap even harder. And he stands up and forces me off his lap, but he pushes me off onto this bench. And he gets on top of me. Now he's grinding up against me. Pretty much dry humping, but I remember it felt so good. And I'm pretty much just moaning right into his lips, wrapping my legs right around his waist, pulling him closer and just wanting so bad for him to be inside me. I remember that I'd, before he went outside, I'd stuffed my pockets full of condoms. So I pull that handful out and throw them on the floor so they're a little bit more easily accessible, but then I start to do his pants. Because I want so badly to get underneath those pants and underneath those boxers. So I undo his belt and his jeans and zipper and just push them off. And once I got his jeans off, I could definitely feel how hard he was. And I just wanted it so bad. So he got up. He started to take my pants off. He pulled them right off and pulled my socks off, my shoes off. I remember he just started kissing my legs, going up to my thighs, and then he moved my panties aside and started to eat me out. Had a lip piercing, and while it's not the same as a tongue piercing, it definitely made things feel so much better. I think he made me come twice. I don't remember, but I do remember coming. Pulled my panties off. I remember looking up at him and he grabbed a condom, put it on, his boxers all the way off, and I was just playing with my clit and my tits while I watched him, and then he got on top of me. And oh God, when he put it in. I probably had a mini orgasm right there. Just felt so fucking good. Just being filled up like that. It's definitely what I missed most. I have no idea how long we went on for. But I do know that he came several times. I know he came once. Of course, ripped the condom off, and with me being insatiable, he just kind of sat there, rested. I just kind of laid there, and he used his hand to finger me a bit. I just kept playing with myself and telling him I wanted more. Before I know it, I looked back up and he was stroking his dick again, trying to get hard again for me. when he was hard again, I threw a condom on him and jumped right on his lap. I swear, we didn't speak a word to each other, it's just we knew what each other was thinking just from our body language and what we were doing. I just hopped right on, shoved his cock and sat down right on it. Shoved his cock right into my pussy. And I just fucking rode him as hard and as fast as I could. I just couldn't even control myself. I just wanted it so bad. I remember screaming and moaning so fucking loud. I think for a split second I thought about people at the party coming out to look in the windows, but I didn't fucking care. I just wanted to get fucked as much as I possibly could. Fuck. I turned my vibrator up. The story is not done. Fuck. And so we just fucked and fucked and fucked until he came again. And when he was done, he just ate me out more and just kept making me come. I have no idea how many times I came. But I swear he was so good at eating me out. It was so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Speaking of coming in so close. Vibrating my clit while I finish the story, but try coming. God, I'm not gonna make any sense. I'm still really
sensitive and socially good. But I was kind of quivering, and so I get sudden jolts of pleasure. In the garage. Finished up. Okay. And so, after we fucked, I think we fucked twice. And ate me out twice, and oh fuck. Oh God, I'm not be able to get through the rest of the story. I got dressed and went outside and had a few cigarettes together and because back then I smoked. And then, as the party died down and people left, we took one of the spare rooms and I just stripped down to my panties and laid in bed with him and we fucked again. So good, but I don't remember this one that much. It's just he laid on top of me and held on to my hips. And one thing I remember definitely a lot about this one time was he sat up straight with him still inside me and grabbed onto my hips and just fucked me so hard. Like our bodies were just slapping together. Oh, and it was so fucking good. Oh God. I do really, really love it hard. I love hearing those sounds of the skin on skin slaps. Just getting fucked so hard that my tits just bounce all over the place. Then he's going in as far as he can. Dominess or subbiness or BDSM or anything. It's just fucking nothing complicated. Just his need and my need. Our bodies just writhing together. We're both just moaning. Hard and doggy, which is my favorite position. I love getting fucked in doggy style. I don't know why. Well, I know why, but I always am so much tighter in this position, and almost every guy I've been with is just able to hit my G spot every thrust when I'm in doggy. So I'm pretty much just my face in the sheets, my ass in the air, getting fucked from behind. And I'm screaming into the palace. It's gives me a few spanks on the ass and just holds onto my hips and forces himself inside me. Sleep. It was so nice just laying in bed with somebody else. And then I remember him waking me up in the middle of the night. And I was just so out of it that I'm just like, go ahead, dude, just fuck me senseless. And since it was late, you know, we wanted to be courteous to everybody else that was sleeping, and with me being quite loud in the bedroom, he just got on top of me and covered my mouth and held one of my wrists down and just fucked into me. His head just laid on the mattress to the side of my head. And it just wasn't anything too hard or anything. It wasn't too soft. It was just a steady rhythm. He just fucked me with his hand over my mouth. And that was my first taste of what he would offer me later. This was supposed to be a one-night stand. But he became my boyfriend of about, I think that was about 6 months. And he was the one that got me into BDSM. And I was his sub, and he was my master. And then I became a dom because of him. Things didn't end well between us, but for the times that we did share together, pretty fucking good. Heh heh.